Welcome to the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your employees all the information they need to be successful at their jobs. Now, let's get started with the show.
Chad Franzen here, host of the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your staff everything they need to be successful at their jobs. Past guests include David Allen of Getting Things Done, Michael Gerber of The E-Myth, and many more. This episode is brought to you by Sweet Process. Have you had team members ask you the same questions over and over again, and this is the 10th time you spent explaining it? There's a better way and a solution. Sweet Process is a software that makes it drop-dead easy to train and onboard new staff and save time with existing staff. Not only do universities, banks, hospitals, and software companies use them, but first responder government agencies use them in life or death situations to run their operations. Use Sweet Process to document all the repetitive tasks that eat up your precious time so you can focus on growing your team and empowering them to do their best work. Sign up for a free 14-day trial, no credit card required. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, S-W-E-E-T, process.com. My guest today is Nam Kim, Director of Operations at Sigray. In this role, he oversees operations across their manufacturing and engineering functions. That's where he gets to use everything he's learned as he has worked his way through the semiconductor capital equipment world. He started out as a manufacturing engineer with a mechanical engineering degree, then moved through supplier quality and program management before landing in operations. Nam, thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, tell me a little bit more about what Sigray does.
So we make X-ray microscopy machines basically to use X-rays to look at very small things. Most of our customers are R&D labs, universities, national labs, as well as the semiconductor industry. I know the semiconductors, as they're getting more denser and smaller, they're having a hard time looking inside. So they're using our machines to penetrate inside the chips, to see different. They're basically using it for inspections to make sure that the chips are coming out correctly. So we have different product lines. We have a couple inline systems that are used in fabs. We also have lab versions to use in universities and those kinds of things. So we've been in business, I believe, about 10 years. We're definitely growing. Our revenue's been growing at a good clip every year. So it's a definitely growing company and a growing field.
So maybe this is kind of an obvious question, but what would you say is kind of the biggest pain, problem, challenge that your company solves for customers?
I think, at least for semiconductor industries, for R&Ds, they're just doing research, right? You know, like they'll do a battery research. But to give you an example, for semiconductors to see, like I know within, let's say, a certain bond is not being done correctly on the semiconductor wafer or on the chip, it's not getting bonded correctly, that we could use our machines to see which bond has too many voids, so those kind of critical areas and critical points to streamline or maybe to make their process or the recipes better. They're using our machines to kind of fine tune, you know, where to check for qualities, where to check for errors.
Sounds good. So Sigray has been around for about 10 years. You said, how many employees work there?
We currently have about 100 employees.
And as I mentioned, the show is presented by Sweet Process, and that's something that you guys use. How did you discover it?
Oh, yeah. So like all kind of startups, right? You know, I think like a lot of manufacturing startups, you don't really have a predefined way to keep documentation, to keep track of documentation, or even a template to even make consistent documentation. So when I got hired, our manufacturing was, you know, like a typical startup. We're just trying to get products out the door. Mm-hmm. And I think documentation was kind of secondary in terms of, you know, controlling documentation, controlling revisions, those kind of things. So I was looking for a product where I could start collecting all our tribal knowledge, you know, from all our texts up in here for a long time, to all the different engineering documentations, all our drawings. I wanted like one platform where I think call it one source of truth, right? You know, I think a lot of people use that term. So I was looking at different products, and Sweet Process came. I saw you guys were offering a pretty good product at the price range that we won't need it. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to transition a lot of our Google Docs, Word Docs, Google Sheets, written schematics. We uploaded a lot of our processes and procedures onto Sweet Process.
So tell me this, you mentioned that, when you first start, you're just trying to do your thing. Like you're not really worried about documentation. At what point was there like a situation where you realized, okay, no matter what we use, like documentation is something we're going to need to start worrying about?
Well, I mean, I think scaling is always one of the things that every startup we needed to scale, right? You know, as a company, our backlog was growing, and I knew that I needed to hire more people. So this overall scaling problem, right? How to scale what I'll call a mom and pop shop kind of mentality of building things. Mm-hmm. And typically startups are normally, like a lot of our machines were prototypes, right? You build one and that's it. As we were growing, we realized, okay, I got to now make five of these the same or have some sort of consistency. And having relying on a tech that I think we used to do it this way. And then another tech that comes in, oh, I think we should do it this way. I mean, it was like all over the place. So I realized there was too much discrepancies, too much way of each tech kind of doing their own version.
So you mentioned you were using Google Docs maybe to begin with, or what had you tried?
So another problem is a lot of these techs, they make their own little documents, right? Because it's kind of like their crib notes. They'll keep their notes on Google Docs. They don't really share with other people, right? So it's like, and then some are a little bit very kind of like, this is mine, right? You know, this is mine. I made it. I should know it. In some ways, maybe job security as well. It was for me, I'm going to take everything you have, and then we're going to add on to it. You know, I hired manufacturing engineers to clean up the documentation to make it more readable, accessible to other techs. I think the transition point was when I realized, okay, we need to start moving out of this mom and pop documents everywhere, having a hard time finding it. We had it in Google Docs. We had it in like our network drives. We had it on somebody's binder. One tech had a huge stack of binder of just schematics on his desk.
What were some of the, you know, the symptoms of that kind of situation, you know, where there's just kind of scattered documents, maybe some people aren't sharing them. What did you realize? What kind of problems were those causing you?
Consistency problems. Like I say, each tech doing things what they think is the right way. So give an example, if we had a cable that needed to be made, sometimes we'll get a different kind of connector. Sometimes the pins will be switched. I mean, as long as the cable connects, but you know, the pins could be switched. Mm-hmm. It was, and like if a field service, we had a problem in the field service and I need to make the same cable, a lot of times it won't work because whatever they made only worked on that machine. And it wasn't, you know, it's not like, like a replaceable part, right? So
was there kind of like a breaking point or a low point where you're just like, oh my goodness, I need something.
Well, I mean, it was coming, right? You know, I realized there's so many documentation everywhere. We had engineering drawings that we use SolidWorks. We're a SolidWorks house. So we have all these documentation like models in SolidWorks, but the text will also have like screenshots, pictures. Mm-hmm. It was just a mess. And it was up and coming. It was a long time coming. And I realized, okay, we could only scale so much using this kind of mom and pop style of the way we're doing things. So,
So you found Sweet Process, and I'm guessing that wasn't the only one you saw. You said the price was good. What else kind of stood out about it?
It was used well. I mean, it's a cloud-based software, right? So we all our techs have laptops they could refer to, and then had revision control, easily editable. You could upload videos, link. So some documents we could actually just put a link inside the Suite process to link to our existing documentation. And then it was pretty straightforward. Everybody wasn't complicated. I looked at other software and like maybe give you an example, a competing software, but price-wise was a lot higher. I realized in order for me to do this kind of documentation, I'll need maybe another two, three more manufacturing engineers to just sit there and pump out documentation. My initial goal was to, like, I mean, I did this in steps, but we're still working on making sure our documentation is complete. But first, let me gather everything we got, right? At least have one point where we could store everything so everybody could refer to the same place, right? And then that step was I had my manufacturing engineers kind of rearrange, streamline, clean up documentations, and some of that's still going on. And then we, it's like a once you kind of like a snowball, it starts getting bigger and bigger. And then the more people use it, the more they get out of it, and they realize they need, to add more things as they go. And it was easy. And like I in some ways, I gave all my techs the ability to redline, right? Because who knows how to make these better than you guys? It's sometimes even the manufacturing engineers might not know better than you guys. So I gave them the ability so all our techs have the ability to change if they realize something is wrong. Right then and there, they'll click edit, go in, and then the manufacturing engineer will okay off on it, and then it'll get released.
When you kind of thought, okay, I'm gonna give a Suite process a shot. Was there any maybe thing anything that you were skeptical about, or maybe had some common questions regarding?
I usability for sure. And like workflow, right? Like how's it gonna work? So like if you're in terms of document repository, I think it was great. I was having problems with the workflow. How are we gonna change our workflow? So like, where to start? Because techs, I give them an assembly where they need to work on the machine. They have to start somewhere and then they have to end somewhere. And then, so we're trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to fit in our workflow using Suite process. So, some of the things, simple things is like actually on one of the folders, I think I wrote start here. That guy said start here, click this first, right? And then at least the text will know, okay, I'm going to start there, and then it'll show all the tasks they need to do.
Was it good to be able to have that kind of obstacle, I guess, to have to overcome, whether you're using Suite process or not, just to kind of figure things out, make things more simple in your minds anyway?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of, it's, I mean, as we were getting more professional, right? As I'm trying to make our manufacturing facility more professional, we definitely needed, like, in some ways, to track our technicians' progress, right? Okay, after day one, okay, you should be here. After day two, you should be how far are you ahead or how far you're behind. So it before it used to just, like, they'll just work on whatever they felt like, right? They'll maybe work on this part of the machine, the next day, okay, I'm just gonna work on this person. So it kind of having some kind of structure, it kind of forced us to also have structure inside our manufacturing, not just the documentation structure, but also our workflow to kind of tie in together to give us more regiment instead of just.
So how did you end up implementing Suite process? How did you use it?
So I think the first we did, so before Suite process, we had what I don't know if you know, we use SolidWorks Composer. I don't know if you guys know that one. So SolidWorks Composer takes the SolidWorks models. Our machines are pretty mechanically complicated. So it takes all the models, and I had a manufacturing engineer. Her job was just to make assembly drawings. So we'll actually animate all the parts, all the screws, and that was a very tedious process for a machine that had probably like 600 different parts. Someone's actually, move everything, all the screws, put notes. Okay, make sure you put Loctite here. Just the torque setting, all that stuff. And I realized it. I think I was spending more time to make it look pretty than what the techs actually need, right? Hmm. So we streamed down the way we even did our documentation. We decided we're just going to take screenshots of the model. Like, okay, step one, this is where you're starting. In some ways, Lego instructions-esque, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Lego instructions, okay, these are the parts that you're going to be using. This one step looks like this, next step like this. So kind of like snapshots, whereas Composer, almost like a video, you click through and they'll show you everything just kind of coming together. Mm-hmm. So that definitely sped up our process. So I initially tried it on one of my product lines that we had the best documentation for. And then that worked out. And then we started adding other different product lines. I think our company has 7 different product lines. So each one, as we pass maybe MPI stage, as we go into production, we uploaded our documentation.
So what's kind of your onboarding process then now with Suite Process?
So actually, even the onboarding. So initially we just kind of focused on actual assembly process, right? You know, how to make assembly, but we kind of expanded to, for new techs that I hire, we have their onboarding process, all their training criteria, all the different training regimens they need to do on top of that, where to find documents, where to find tools, you know, how do you request things? So I actually uploaded all that kind of stuff into Suite Process. So like whenever I hire a new tech gets hired, they just need to sit through, click through each section, and then they'll finish at least the basic minimum requirements what a tech should have. So,
what is your, or maybe some of your team members' favorite thing compared to what other things they've used in terms of just building an SOP in Suite Process?
Good question. I think they like pictures. It's easy to upload pictures, mm-hmm. for sure. It's easier to make changes. A lot of times we will go into Google Doc, make changes, but a lot of times you don't even know you made changes. But at least Suite Process tells you, you know, that it's been changed. I think ease of use more than anything.
And then from a more of a big picture standpoint, what's maybe the biggest game changer that you've seen in terms of using them?
I think it helps to bring up a new tech quickly, right? So I think it has decreased the time for training. Because now they don't have to ask techs all the time, or older tech, hey, how do I do this? It's already spelled out. So as long as they follow the procedures in the instructions. So definitely training has gotten.
Has that impacted your day?
I could train more techs instead of just doing one machine. They could do more than one machine, mm-hmm. multiple machines.
Cross training. What's the next big goal you want to achieve with SIGGRAPH?
I guess in terms of me, or is it in terms of the company?
The company.
Well, I think just every startup's wish.
What about you?
Me? Oh, yes. Well, scaling is always, I think I get my most, I guess, you know, I feel more satisfaction from seeing scaling, right? Mm-hmm. So if I see, if we're like, let's say if I'm hitting like double the amount of production, you know, or if I could scale to, I have a certain number in my head. If I get there, I'll be quite happy. But I can see we're still lacking some of the things. I think another thing that I want to add on to Suite Process, more of the quality check aspects. Mm-hmm. I think we're so busy just making things without, you know, in manufacturing, there's always should be making and then quality checks, right? So we did add some final test kind of requirements in it. But I think part of the task, you know, when you assign a task on Suite Process, I'm going to try to incorporate some of the quality verifications. into the task.
If somebody was listening and they thought, you know, that place sounds interesting, how can people find out more about Sigray?
Sigray.com, SIGRAY.com. Yeah, our machines are great, top of the line, like very high end. Granted, they're not cheap either. So it's not for, obviously it's not for, it's for industry use, for universities. But our equipment, our machines are used, like, I think, at the frontier of research. We're doing batteries, catalysts. We even have one machine who's doing fusion research. They're looking at their little small pellets. They're using X-rays to see how well their little fusion pellets are made. So it's used various across the industry. And a lot of times when I say X-rays, they're like, oh, medical. But we're actually looking at much, much smaller things than biological samples. So,
Interesting. Very interesting. Hey, that's the last question for you. Somebody's trying to streamline operations. Based on what we've talked about, what would you recommend doing as the next step?
Streamline. So, I mean, manufacturing or operations, it's what first thing you're supposed to do is kind of map out your whole current process, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you do a full overview picture. And then as long as you kind of understand what's at, like from A to Z, like I have my parts coming in, I'm shipping, you know. One of the first things I make my manufacturing engineers do is map out the whole process, and then we kind of attack. Okay, we're missing a hole here. We could focus on here to make it more efficient. So, but I think the first step is to map out.
Okay, and using Sweet Process would be a good way to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, okay, I need documentation here. I'm missing documentation here. There's a hole. Let's create new documentation. You know, those kind of things.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Hey, Nam, great to talk to you. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Process Breakdown Podcast. Before you go, quick question. Do you want a tool that makes it easy to document processes, procedures, and/or policies for your company so that your employees have all the information they need to be successful at their job? If yes, sign up for a free 14-day trial of Sweet Process. No credit card is required to sign up. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, and process like process.com. Go now to sweetprocess.com and sign up for your risk-free 14-day trial.
Hi, this is Owen, the CEO and co-founder here at Sweet Process. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast interview, actually, you know what I want you to do? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That way we get more people aware of, you know, the good stuff that you get here on this podcast. Again, go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Looking forward to reading your review. Have a good day.